If you have an email account and you've ever had a job, then chances are you've been spammed by LinkedIn. You know what I'm talking about, those pesky emails that say someone in your contact list wants to add you to their professional network on LinkedIn. Those messages were annoying, kind of useless, and as it turns out, very costly for LinkedIn. The professional social network has now agreed to pay $13 million in class action lawsuit for sending those emails. You too can collect if you were a member of LinkedIn's Ad Connections program from September 2011 to October 2014. The payout probably won't be much, but was it really that embarrassing or annoying? LinkedIn promised to increase the total amount by $750,000 if enough people participate in the class action suit, and users receive less than $10. Microsoft is set to make some big announcements tomorrow about the Surface Pro 4, 3 Lumia phones running Windows 10 Mobile, and more. We'll be streaming the event live at 6:45 a.m. Pacific time here on Twit. You can join Leo Laporte, Mike Elgin, and special guests for their commentary at twit.tv/live. And finally, the number of the day is 10. That's how many days it took a deep learning robot to teach itself how to grasp. It used to be that robots were great at things that were difficult for humans, but embarrassingly bad at things any old baby could do, like grabbing an object. According to the MIT Technology Review, that might all be changing. Now, we've talked about Baxter before on this show. That's the two-armed industrial robot interacting in a preschool environment to find out if it could learn in the same way a child learns, by trial and error, because what could possibly go wrong with that? Baxter has conventional neural network pre-trained in object recognition. In 700 hours, Baxter performed 50,000 grasps on 150 different objects, which led to a grasping accuracy of 62%, so roughly that of a baby or a drunk person.